Hello, beautiful listeners and viewers, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I have with me today one of my favorite people. We've worked together for many years, and she has recently written a book. I'm going to tell you more about that in a little bit. Annette is a Heal Your Life workshop teacher and coach. She has a master's degree in social work, and this book that she has written will touch the hearts of everyone that reads it. It will, whether you are Indigenous or non-Indigenous, it gives you a chance to explore your feelings. It is called I Am My Culture, My Memoir of Self-Determination. The website is on your screen, foreverevolving.ca, and you can get it from amazon.com and amazon.ca. So again, I Am My Culture, My Memoir of Self-Determination. Welcome to the podcast, Annette.
Hi, Victoria. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my absolute pleasure. And I've been so excited all week waiting for this podcast because there's just so much to share about your book and your experiences. And I'm just going to start people off with a little bit of background maybe on the book, and you can jump in because you know all the details. I was very fortunate to be involved with this book at the very beginning. And so we got together and we reviewed some different things. And I was lucky enough to have a little peek into the book before it was fully finished and created. And I know that writing the book in itself was a process for you in terms mm-hmm. of healing. Can mm-hmm. you tell us more about that?
Certainly. Yes, the book is sort of a culmination of my life experience growing up in Barron's River First Nation as an Indigenous child and person, and then coming to the city to have to go to high school, and then I was fortunate enough to go on to post-secondary education. And so as I evolved and learned about myself and my own issues with my cultural identity, I started a healing path. And so the book is about that. My memoir is about just snapshots of pieces of that in my life. And when I was finishing my master's in social work, I speak about it in here too, that much of my research and my work generally involved in helping our people, like in different organizations, and helping myself heal. And so doing my master's, I had a project to do, and then I was doing it, and Spirit, I talked to my elder the other day, I took her a book, and I said to her, like, Spirit came to me and gave me the message that I needed to create a space for myself to share my story, and how all the research I've done and all the work I've completed, and how colonization, you know, the systemic discrimination and racism has affected me. And as I practiced, often you don't get a chance to share your story like that. So the message was clearly from Spirit to take my story and put it within the research. Yes. It was clearly given to me. So I was like, okay. So that's how the book came to be.
And I know it was a real labor of love for you. And, you know, for anyone out there who is working on a book or just sharing their story with the world, whether that world is your community, your family, or the world, there is a real vulnerability that we have to get mm-hmm. To be able to do that and to get comfortable with, being uncomfortable mm-hmm. and to just keep going and keep going and keep going. And I love that your website is Forever Evolving, because that's truly what we all are doing. Mm-hmm. And one thing that is so powerful about sharing our story, and you in particular in this book of sharing your story, is that other people are healed by the sharing of our stories. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful that you in this book have allowed space in the book, as I'm flipping through, to draw or doodle, to make notes, to journal, You ask questions like, do you have any childhood memories connected to your family of origin and why you are the way you are? Honor yourself and your story and write what it means. And then there's pages in the book where you can literally just write in this beautiful book and work on your own healing through the process as the reader, which is a very unique structure. And I want the readers to know that whether you are Indigenous or non-Indigenous, that this book is for you, because we all heal this way. Mm-hmm. We all heal mm-hmm. by this self-exploration mm-hmm. and moving forward with it. I'm going to read a little excerpt from the beginning of the book. It says, "I am my culture" is also written for those who are non-Indigenous. You may be non-Indigenous and have thoughts and feelings about the history of colonization and your relationship with Indigenous peoples in Canada. You may see yourself as an ally for justice, change, and diversity respective to Indigenous peoples in Canada. Or you could be just beginning to realize that you carry many stereotypes and prejudices towards Indigenous peoples. I invite you to read my memoir journal and use this space for self-reflection. Until people who are non-Indigenous start looking at themselves through self-awareness and reflection, nothing changes. And for me, that's really a mic drop moment. I'm going to read it again. Until people who are non-Indigenous start looking at themselves through self-awareness and reflection, nothing changes. And what that means to me is that we may not even realize we need to look at ourselves and to look at our belief systems and those little automatic thoughts and those little mm-hmm. automatic judgments and associations that we don't even realize what we're doing. But when we look deep, we can find them and allow love to expand in our hearts. And mm-hmm. that's a gift that you're giving to the non-Indigenous people as well.
Oh, much thank you. Yeah, so, we have to become aware mm-hmm. and sometimes we're unaware that we're unaware, so
yes,
it's very interesting. Once you become aware, then there's no turning back. Once you're yes. awake, we can't go back to sleep. So this is an opportunity to delve into that and in a kind and loving way look within,
yes.
about those issues.
I was just
I'll go
thinking,
on to okay.
Yes, please do. But I just want to say that's one thing that I love about this book is that it's a gentle awakening. There's no finger pointing or blaming. It's just a process that allows you to look within. So mm-hmm. yes, if you could go on and read from there,
the
just
paragraph?
That paragraph.
Okay. There are many different realities for us all. I have often heard my sister Joan Jack say, "We are all trees. Some are poplar, some are birch or pine. My reality is both complex and simple at the same time, and I am forever evolving. My culture, my identity, and my healing journey are what bring me to this place of honoring my past and loving myself today." And this piece is very important to me throughout the book, in that as Indigenous people, because of the historical context and issues we've experienced, that and culturally we're raised and trained to be concerned about the collective, about everybody and ourselves the least, that and we've been hurt, that we need to love ourselves too. So it's yeah. about an and,
yes.
and that's why I ended up coming and connecting with you, because my life journey, and I'm old now, older, has been all about learning to love myself as I love so many others, to include myself in that circle of love.
Yes.
So that's what I want for anybody who reads this, whether we're Indigenous or non-Indigenous. We are so worthy, and it's not ego love, it's spirit love. We're all spirit and need
yes.
to love ourselves.
It's such a well-written piece there. And I think that what you just shared about making sure that we're including ourselves in that circle of love is so important, because by nature, so many of us are wanting to just be giving and helping. We're just natural helpers, but not going inside and including ourselves in that circle, like you said. And in the circle, when I'm doing Heal Your Life training, I often say, deep down, we're all the same. Deep down, we all have the same, you know, feelings and emotions, and we want to be loved, and we want to learn to love ourselves. And I see people bristle when I say that. And I'm going to be borrowing this from you and from Joan, and maybe rephrasing that into, we are all trees, some are poplar, some are birch, some are pine, but we are all trees. I think that just really says it all in a nutshell there in terms of our sameness.
As human beings, and yet respecting the differences.
Yes.
You know, the privileges.
And acknowledging them.
It's putting privileges on the table to talk about.
Yeah. Yes. You know, I'm feeling a little vulnerable sharing this right now. But even as you said that, even after all of the self-exploration I've done, when you said the word privilege, you know, I got uncomfortable because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, am I needing to look in more? And yes, the answer is yes, I do need to look in more. And I think sometimes when words like privilege are used, those of us who do have privilege, we get a little defensive and we want to push back a little bit and say, oh, no, no, but I've done all this work. But that to me is just a little clue, just a little gift, a little gem that there's a lot more work to be done.
Yeah. And it's often, you know, it's called, like when we talk about privilege, it's white privilege. There's white privilege. That's a different privilege than brown privilege or Indigenous privilege, or, you know, it's a good topic to talk about because we heal and we look within on what we walk with. What privileges we walk with, and all of us have them, different layers, you know. There's such discrepancy in our society about that.
And I think that a lot of times we, like I said, with that defensive piece, you know, we want to jump into old stories. I'm going to say, as a white woman, a non-Indigenous woman, I want to jump into an old story, you know, yes, well, you know, I had a lot of hardship too. I had a lot of things to overcome, but we need to acknowledge it's different, right? It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
And I'm so glad that you have made a place, a really safe place for both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to do that exploration and to learn and to be educated in a loving way, without blame, without finger pointing, but just this gentle approach, gentle and effective. So again, if you could show the book to the viewers, that would be great. I Am My Culture, My Memoir of Self-Determination, A Journal for Well-Being. And when you have a chance, Annette, if you could please open the book up to a page that shows where they can journal, people can see that as well. And I know that you have overcome a lot. Oh, see how we've got those spaces there? It's just a beautiful opportunity for self-exploration right within the book. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to be like, oh, I'll go to my journal or I'll use a piece of paper, but I'm going to encourage you to use the book. And the reason for that is, I think it'd be really interesting, first of all, using the book because we want you to dive into the book and be part of the book, but also, 6 months from now, a year from now, you can go back and revisit this and answer that question again on a piece of paper, and then comparing to what you've written in the book and noticing places where you've changed and healed and grown. I think that would be a beautiful process as well.
What I personally love about this idea, because it was spirit driven, was that when I started to do the project, the writing project, I was told, you can't do that. You have to either have a memoir or a journal. And so I just decided, no, this is not the message I was given. Spirit, it's like within, you know, to do the work and have the space to write it while it comes up for you. Whatever comes up for you, you have a little bit of space to write in the book or draw or doodle. And then I remember speaking to one quite a famous publisher from New York State or in New York. And again, this person said, no, you have to do one or the other. And I'm like, okay, this is no, I'm not stopping this. This is a dream, and this is a message that was given to me. Like my elder said, when we're connected, spirit will guide you in what to do. And so I listened. It's taken me my whole lifetime to listen. Often we'll get messages, intuitive messages, or from our spirit guides, or a connectedness, and I haven't listened. But I listened. This time I just stayed brave and I listened, and I'm so happy now. So
Yes,
happy.
yes. You really did stay true to yourself and true to that process. And that brings me to what I wanted to talk about, which is resilience.
Oh,
And,
okay.
when you've got people with all of the rules, and I know I was one of those people who gave you the rule to no, it has to be one or the other, right? You could make a companion journal to go along with it. And you're like, no, Victoria. And that resilience, that when people are telling you things have to be one way, or whether it's something that you're experiencing along the journey, and you and I met through Heal Your Life work. And so, I know that I was, when you were speaking, I was thinking about Louise and when she first wrote Heal Your Body and didn't have a publisher and decided to publish them and just store them in her garage, right? And, following her inner ding, her spirit, and, now has the largest inspirational publishing house in the world. And so we just don't know where spirit is leading us, but that listening is all part of it. And for you, I read in the book about what it took, the self-determination that it took to overcome fear. And that's something we can all relate to. Overcome fear and overcoming fear and feelings of lingering inadequacy. If you can relate to that, raise your hand. Of course. And because fear is a common human emotion, it needs to be dealt with to lessen its power, or alternatively, to be used in a positive way. Such a powerful sentence. Would you like to share more about what inspired that particular segment of the book?
Well, I had experiences in my youth where I wanted to do, different activities, or to put my name in for different programs that were available to me, and I let my fear stop me. I have one. I don't think I write about it in the book, but I do have a personal memory of, standing in the hallway of my high school, and there was a program where you could go to another country, like an exchange program. And I looked at all the requirements for it and I met them. And it actually didn't even have to do with my indigeneity at that time, too. It's like grade point average, age, different pieces. And I just wanted to do, like, it just called me, but my fear of how, am I good enough? How could I do that? How could I leave my family? Who, all these fears just flooded into my mind, and so I didn't do it. So that's just one example, and through life there can be many. And in the book I write about how, I don't know if you want me to talk about that, about how in my master's, like this one course was a course that everybody had to do, and it took me three times to do it. There was just this fear that would come up, so I wrote about that, and I wanted to give space for fear and acknowledge it, because I found that as human beings we all experience fear, but I've often found that the vulnerability to say it out loud or to share it with others is quite limited. So when I've done that with others, then often people will say, "Oh my God, I felt the same way." But our pride and our ego and, our story stops us from being that vulnerable sometimes.
Yes. And the giving up, right? You didn't give up, you kept on going. And so often, I think when we try something and we hit an obstacle, we can get stopped by that fear and be, I can't do this. My logistics don't let me do this, or I'm not smart enough. I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't, just really finding all the reasons why we can't instead of leaning into, I'm scared, but I can do this.
Do it anyways. Feel the fear. Feel the fear and keep finding ways to walk forward to to your goal or completing different tasks, things like that.
And I love that you share that, you know, we're all scared sometimes and that fear is a natural human emotion. So often I think readers like myself read this book of a very accomplished woman who has overcome so much, and the book is brilliantly written, and think, you know, she never had to experience fear. She's just so brave all the time. And I really love that you really got real and vulnerable and shared about the fear that we all face doing different things. And that I think as spiritual people, very often we like to find, you know, there'll be an obstacle. And sometimes that obstacle is a sign, right? You're on the wrong path, but we'll have fear and we'll have these little bumps in the road. And then we'll say, oh, spirit doesn't want me to do that. But what we're really doing is caving into our own fear. And what Annette is inviting you to do in this book, I Am My Culture, is just to examine it, to take a look and examine where that fear is coming from. And, you know, you may decide, I'm going to choose to not do this going forward. You may decide, hey, you know what? This is fear and I can overcome it. And I love that you give that choice, that opportunity for growth, that self-exploration for the reader in the book, and the message, we all have fear. Absolutely.
Powerful.
Yes. This whole book is just such a blessing. And if you're watching this podcast and you think, I don't have time to go deep right now, I don't have time to do what this book says and encourages, buy it anyways, read it through front to back. Later on, when you do have time, you can go back in and do the journaling pieces and the discovery at that time. It is a book that everyone needs to have on their shelf, on their desk, on their nightstand. I am absolutely in love with it and excited about it. The towards the end of the book, there's a segment, Balance. I am my home, I am my culture. And I just want to share that to get to this point in the book, we go through east, south, west, and north as section titles. And can you share a little bit about the significance of that and how it relates to your culture?
Those sections are part of our medicine wheel. And I created the book as my medicine wheel journey of my life. So the east is the beginning, you know, and then I went south is sort of is about our youth and coming to understand ourselves. And then west is just in limited teachings here. West is more our adult self, where we learn to realize, oh, these are my strengths, and then I have some issues I might need to change and do some inner work with. And then north comes into sort of where I'm beginning to be in our old age, and where we're more settled and balanced. And overall, in our medicine wheel, the goal is to live in balance as much as we can. But life is not static, and sometimes we'll have balance in certain areas, but other areas in our life wheel will need to be looked at, or we'll need to make some changes. So I wanted to use that as part of how I wrote the book. And then the other piece I wanted to not miss telling you about was, as you talked about, you just mentioned about, you know, read the book, get the book, read the book. And if you don't do the journaling right away, that's okay, you know, to come back to what you were saying. But one thing about the book is it does not flow in a linear fashion. It doesn't go from A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4. And that was a conscious decision I made too, as the author, that, and with my editor and the team too. And I can't remember if you and I discussed it, but life is not linear. You know, life life is life. It is what it is. And so when you read the book, you might, because it doesn't flow in a linear fashion, you could pick it up anywhere and read a section of it and then see what comes up for you at that time and do it. Do some journaling or thinking about it. So it flows all over the place.
Yes,
Like it
it
just
does.
goes. And that I could like that too, you know, I was directed and guided to change that. And no matter how I tried, say I tried to listen to what the advice was, it just didn't work. And so the way it is the way it is, because it's that's how life is. It just flows.
Well, I, for one, am so glad that you didn't listen to the quote unquote experts and listen to the expert within and spirit and followed your intuition. I know this has been a labor of love over several years, getting to this place where it is in your hands and has done very well. So far on Amazon, it's still a new release. We're so excited about that. I also wanted to mention that woven through the book is a story of your own recovery from addiction. There is absolutely zero judgment in this book. It is for everyone. And going towards the end of the book, where we go to I am home, I am my culture, we talk a little bit about judgment. And are you able to, in closing, share that with the viewers and listeners?
Sure. So in the book, there's these little boxes that are created, and I speak specifically to us as Indigenous people, and I wanted to create space where we see ourselves, you know, where we see if I'm brown, I see I'm brown, like to love ourselves. But we also have a critic, and we can judge ourselves. So this in this box, it says, when I judge myself or believe I am wrong for my choices, or I think that others do not understand or approve of how I live my life, I am willing to walk through the emotional pain of the situation and give myself time and space to process what is occurring for me. I remember I have full control of my own life and the choices I make. So that's for everyone. You know, we
Yes.
all have to do that. And this is very self-empowering, and to learn to not, I've had to learn to not let my emotional pain keep me stuck. You know, I might be stuck for a little while, but if I stay strong and look within, there's a way to walk forward and take accountability for my choices. That's my
Yes.
biggest message too, is
Yes.
to own our choices. You know, own
Yes, to own
yourself.
our choices.
Yeah.
Yes. As you spoke, I was remembering an affirmation from Louise Hay, it is safe to look within. And then I'm inviting all of you, all the listeners, and all the viewers to remember this affirmation written by Annette Alex-Rusin that says, I remember I have full control of my own life and the choices I make. And so it is.
And so it is, maybe it.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Everyone, go to Amazon. I Am My Culture, My Memoir of Self-Determination, A Journal for Well-Being. Annette Alex, that's Alix Rusin, is the author. And I will put the links in the comments. And so look forward to hearing your feedback about this book. Thank you so much for being here, Annette.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.